Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the TV voice for a long time TV voice of the Sacramento Kings, Grant Napier, also the host of the Grant Napier Show, 1140 KHTK, joining us now on the Wendy's Big Show. Grant, appreciate the time today ahead of the game.
Hey, man, it's great to be on with you guys. It's not great to be in the snowy, cold weather, but it's great to be on with you guys.
It's got
to
be a little bit different from you from Sacramento as you walk in here. Yeah. But maybe a winnable game now tonight for the Sacramento Kings with the question mark around Giannis Antetokounmpo. 10 games under 500, though. How has the progress been for the young team under Luke Walton's tutelage in Sacramento?
Well, the theme for this season has been injuries. You know, Marvin Bagley's only played in 13. Their outstanding point guard, De'Aaron Fox, missed 19 games. You know, Bogdanovich has missed 11 games. You know, their starting center, Rashawn Holmes, who was having just an incredible season, is now going to miss, I think, his 15th straight game tonight. So it's been real frustrating. But the Kings have been playing very, very well as of late. They've won 6 of 8, and it coincided with Luke Walton taking Buddy Hield out of the starting lineup, putting Bogdanovich in as the starting two guard. And both those guys have played tremendously. I mean, Buddy has been on absolute fire. He's coming off a game against San Antonio Saturday night where he made 9 of 10 threes, but he's just been unstoppable. So it's going to be a good test for Sacramento tonight. You know, I do the games with Doug Christie, and he also does my radio show with me. And we were talking at dinner last night that we think this is a real good barometer test for Sacramento. They've been playing better, but now they're going to be playing the best. And you're right about Giannis, don't know about him, but even without him, this is still a deep team. So I think it's going to be a good test. I think it comes down to whether or not the Kings are making their threes. If they're making the threes, I think they'll be in the ballgame.
What about De'Aaron Fox? I mean, he kind of busted out onto the scene last year, and everybody kind of focuses on him. How much improvement has he made from last year to this year?
He's since coming back from his grade 3 ankle sprain, the last, I would say, 3 weeks, he's played the best basketball of his career. He looks like it's almost, I don't want to say a light switch went on, but I think he's starting to really get it. You know, he's only in his third year. Last year, he made a huge step from year 1 to year 2. I didn't think he started the season as well as he would have wanted, and then he got hurt, and that was a bad injury where he missed, you know, 18 or 19 consecutive games. And, you know, anyone that's had that severe of an ankle sprain, it was a grade 3. It takes a little while to get up to speed, but he's clearly up to speed now. He's been playing much more aggressively, and he's been playing top shelf. I mean, his play as of late is also a big reason why the Kings won 6 of their last 8. A lot of it is because of De'Aaron Fox as well.
You know, what's your assessment of the Milwaukee Bucks? Most certainly, I don't think a lot of people saw them winning 70 games and being possibly the best team in the NBA, but love to get a viewpoint from someone on the outside.
The only thing that concerns me about the Bucks in the playoffs is Giannis at the free throw line. I mean, that's the only thing that makes me nervous if I'm looking at this Bucks team. Their coach, I love. I love the way they play defense. They have proven that they're the best team in the East, although I'm sure people in Toronto are going not so fast with their 14-game winning streak. But, I mean, they have the best talent. They have the best player in Giannis, period. I don't care what anybody else says in the East. He is the best player in the conference. But I am a little nervous. You know, fourth quarter, game tied, 30 seconds left, or down by 1. He goes to the line. You know, is he going to make his free throws? And that's the one area of concern that I have with Milwaukee. But, I mean, barring injury, and again, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but Doug Christie, who I have a lot of respect for and works with me, he said they haven't missed Malcolm Brogdon in the regular season, but he thinks they're going to miss them in the postseason, that he thinks that his absence of being with Indiana now is going to hurt them when the playoffs start, that they're going to miss him. Doug knows a lot more about the game than I do. I'm not as sold on that. I still think they have what it takes to win the East. They're my pick to win the East. I don't see anyone in the East better than them. So those are some of my concerns that I would have. But again, it has to do, I don't know how you guys feel if I'm, you know, exaggerating with the free throw shooting, but that would be an area of concern.
And you said that Giannis' best player in the East. Who's the best player in the NBA from your viewpoint?
Well, in my opinion, it's still LeBron James. And I don't think that we should even have a debate on this. LeBron James is completely rejuvenated after being hurt last year. And, you know, even though he's, you know, in his mid-30s, I still think he's the best player in basketball. And until somebody goes out and beats LeBron James when he's healthy in the playoffs right now, then I say this knowing full well that I think the Clippers helped themselves out greatly at the trade deadline in getting Marcus Morris. And I think the way the Clippers play defense may be the difference in the playoffs in the West. I'm not sold at all on Houston. I'm not sold on Denver to beat either the Lakers or the Clippers, but I still want to see a team beat LeBron James in a 7-game series. And it's only February, so I don't have to make my prediction right now.
Yep.
But I wouldn't rule them out, I'll tell you that.
Grant Napier joining us, play-by-play voice on television of the Sacramento Kings for a long time, also host of the Grant Napier Show on 1140 in Sacramento. I think it's a great point, Grant, because he also might have the best number two that he's had alongside of him, and that's saying a lot because he played with a three-time champion in Dwayne Wade as well, and Kyrie Irving, who's done masterful things since leaving. They're in Sacramento with the years that have been slumped, but now the new arena and the young stars on the in the group. You talked about the injuries, though. How has the following and the fan base reacted to the first year of Luke Walton and the young group that they have there with Vlade Divac?
They still come to the games every night, but they're getting very impatient. They're getting very impatient. Kings haven't been in the playoffs since 2006. That's the longest drought in the NBA. You know, obviously the Kings took Marvin Bagley instead of Luka, and so that has irritated the fan base, but you know, Luka has already proven that he's a special player. I still think Marvin Bagley is going to be a special player. You know, in the practices that I go to and in the games that he's played in, I think this guy is a big-time talent, but you can't be a big-time talent if you're hurt, and guys don't get hurt on purpose. You know, that's another thing I have to deal with the fans. I'm like, hey, guys, you know, Marvin didn't get hurt on purpose. He's hurt. It's bad luck, but I think he's very special. He's a different type of player than Luka, obviously. But you know how fans are. They want to compare Marvin to Luka, and well, that's not really fair for Marvin. So, you know, Marvin got so upset with the fans' reaction, he shut down all of his social media. He's not on Twitter anymore. He cut out his Instagram, and I think that's good for him. I think it's good for him to live in a bubble for a while. You know, he's only 20 years old, and so he's got a lot of growing up to do in that area. And when I mean growing up, I'm talking about natural maturity, not that he's immature, but, you know, he's 20. And I have a lot of high hopes on him. I still think that he can go down as one of the great players that our franchise has ever had. That's how much talent is in his body. I have high hopes for him. I think he's going to be tremendous. I really do. But the fans, you know, we're a one. There's the Kings in town, and there are the Kings, and there are Kings, and that's it. They come out every night. I mean, I got to tell you guys, the atmosphere for a team that has a bad record like Sacramento on both Friday and Saturday at home against Miami and San Antonio, I can tell you right now, if you three walked into Golden 1 and you didn't know anything about the standings, you would swear you were at a playoff game. That's how great the fan base is in Sacramento.
That's great. That's great for the Kings organization for sure, if they're willing to support a losing basketball team, and has been a losing basketball team for a while. You talk about talent, a guy that's been hurt. Harry Giles is a guy I love coming out of the draft, and he can't stay healthy for the life of himself, but I think he's a pretty talented kid too.
Yep, he is talented. Now, the good news is he missed training camp. He missed the beginning of the season, and now he's up to speed, and he's coming off his best game, career-high 12 rebounds. He had 8 or 10 points against San Antonio. He was on the floor for 26 and 28 minutes. He's a fan favorite. I mean, the fans absolutely love Harry. You know, he's got an ACL on each knee, so you always have to be concerned about that. But he's playing very well. He's starting at center right now in the absence of Rashawn Holmes. And then, of course, the Kings traded Dwayne Dedman back to Atlanta. But, you know, Harry is going to play as long as he can stay out of foul trouble tonight. And something else, you know, you might see Jabari Parker play tonight. As of 2 hours ago, he's officially listed as questionable. The Kings just got him in that trade for Dwayne Dedman. So the former Buck may be back a little bit. If he does, he'll obviously come off the bench. So the Kings may have a little added offense coming off the bench tonight as well. But to get to Harry Giles, yeah, again, he's a fan favorite. They love him out in Sacramento, and he's been playing pretty well last week.
Talking with the longtime television play-by-play voice, Grant Napier of the Sacramento Kings, is there in town to take on the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. Grant, on the Milwaukee Bucks front, from what you and as you said, your partner Doug Christie, respect his basketball opinion tremendously, Chris Middleton takes a lot of heat in this town, and there's always been a lot of question marks on the side of Chris. I don't know exactly how much you've been able to see, but now a two-time All-Star, what are your thoughts on number 22?
Well, here's the bottom line, okay? We're going to judge Chris Middleton, and when I say we're, I'm talking about the NBA community, on what happens beginning on the third week of April, right? I mean, it's fine and dandy to, you know, have the best record in the NBA, and the Bucks look great, and this and that, but the people here in Milwaukee and the people around the NBA are going to judge Middleton as, okay, what happens when the playoffs begin? And so that's what it all boils down to me. I've already seen what it can do in the regular season. Now I want to see what happens. The Bucks, to me, are the clear-cut favorite to come out of the East. They have the coaching. They have the players. Now let's see what happens in these tough seven-game series. So I know I'm not answering your question specifically. Call me up in June and ask me that question, and I'll answer it. To me, it all comes down to what he does in the months of April, May, and June. That's what it boils down to for me.
Grant, we're going to call you up in June primarily because I like talking basketball with people that have been around the NBA for a really long time. Grant, appreciate it. Have a good call tonight, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. And that's Grant Napier, voice of the Sacramento Kings. 30 years he's been the voice of the Sacramento Kings. Incredibly well-respected. He saw Doug Christie play. Now he works with him on the broadcast, also on 1140 KHTK in Sacramento on the Grant Napier Show. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935.
Do you get surprised when people say, no, Giannis is not the best player in the NBA?
No, especially with somebody that that watches LeBron, I mean, how many different times? Six times a year out in California?
Yeah.
Not really at all. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't. But I think people in Wisconsin do.
Sure. Well, because he's in our backyard. He's
right.
He's
our guy.
Sure.
He's our guy.
But that doesn't mean you can't look at it objectively. I know you don't believe people do, but yeah, you still see it that way.
I don't think people do. I think fans are fans, which I like it. I mean, I love that. I think that's what you love about the state of Wisconsin. More importantly, that's the reason why I came to college here, then got an opportunity to be a Green Bay Packer. They back their athletes, and to no end if you don't screw up. You know what I mean? But I think it's probably everywhere in most states. But yeah, I think other people still see it differently on the outside, I think, on a national level. I don't necessarily agree with it because right now today, I do believe this kid Giannis is the best in the NBA. But there is reservation still amongst players, former players, that he's got to win one in order for them to say that. I don't necessarily believe that.
And that just seems like it's always a thing. But there's always got to be the first time. And there's always got to be the first time that you break through that glass ceiling. But I feel like he said it about Chris Middleton. We all defer that blame of the titles usually to the second best player or the third best player. Eric Bledsoe gets that heat all the time.
Yes, no doubt. Well, from us. Well, not from us, but from here within the state. Yes, Bledsoe gets a lot of heat.
And it's justifiable, though. Game to game, he's very inconsistent. And then you get to the postseason, and some guy named Terry Rozier owns you, and you mentally you can't figure out how to get through it. He's led to the criticism that he's gotten in this town. With all due respect, he really has. And he could turn it around himself, but he just has to be aggressive. And there's going to be nights where he's aggressive, and he's going to go 3-for-12 or something. But that doesn't mean the next night you should stop being aggressive because you had a bad night. Just keep being that player, because I'm telling you, when he is on, Middleton is on, and Giannis is on, they are going to be unbeatable in the playoffs.
Sure,
unbeatable. Nobody's beating this team.
No, no doubt about it.
And they could put a ring on their finger. One Green Bay Packer says somebody on his team should be putting a ring on it. We'll bring that to you next. My. But first, Guy's Beaufording Beer, premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients for 250 years. They've been brewing beer the right way, family owned, in a brewery that uses only the freshest barley, the freshest spring water, and the finest hops in the production of all their beers. And down to 10 kegs of the winter lager left. Once it's gone, it's gone for the rest of 2020. No beer fans want to try them all. We'll be interested for their final chance to get some winter lagers. So go and test that out right now today with only a few kegs left. It's available at Blue Mount Bowl, Dugout 54, and O'Donohue's Irish Pub. So check that out for a special final chance at getting some winter lager. But if you just want to grab a six-pack of anything in the Beauforting lineup, the Crisp Pilsner, the Smooth Triple, or the Perfectly Balanced Brune, just go to places like Total Wine and More, Autos, or any Festival Foods location. Although those three are also on tap at Cafe Hollander, the Nomad, and Revere's in Delafield. Here's a little secret about Beauforting beer, guys. Unlike the other imports that you're drinking, Beauforting never sold out. It's not owned by a gigantic corporation. They don't brew it in mass quantities with a bunch of different taps and different lines in the production of all these different beers. It's Beauforting beer. It's made in small batches with a personal family touch. So we can all drink in the boff with Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import, Za'Darius Smith. He said, put it on me back in September. He said, put a ring on the finger to one Green Bay Packer. Tell you next on The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.